This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. We're talking this week about rekindling your spiritual fire. If you're a Christian and you have a living relationship with God, well, that's a relationship you need to tend, just like you have to tend a fire. And if you don't, you find that things are starting to cool down in your relationship with God. Your enthusiasm about the relationship begins to diminish. Your passion for the things of God is decreasing. And when you recognize that, it needs to be a little alarm bell that goes off in your mind that says, I've got to do something about this. Right at the very center of keeping your relationship with God strong is the time you spend with Him each day. When you think about it, the relationships in your life that you choose to spend time on each day, relating to that person, they are the ones that are growing and developing, right? You are purposely choosing to spend time with that person. Well, it's the same in your relationship with God, so choose to spend time with Him every day. There's nothing better for your life than that. I want to take you today to Hebrews chapter 6 in the Bible and to read a few verses starting in verse 10. It says, "For God is not unjust so as to forget your work and the love which you have shown toward His name in having ministered and in still ministering to the saints." The saints are just the other Christians. "And we desire that each one of you show the same diligence so as to realize the full assurance of hope until the end, that you may not be sluggish, but imitators of those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. For when God made the promise to Abraham, since he could swear by no one greater, he swore by himself, saying, 'I will surely bless you, and I will surely multiply you.'" Well, it's so easy for cooling to happen in our spiritual life, isn't it? Sometimes life is too smooth. It's the challenges of life that throw us back onto God, isn't it? We need those times of personal inadequacy, those times when we don't have what it takes, so that we remember how desperately we need God in our lives. And God will sometimes send us those times just to deepen our relationship with Him. When you know that you need a power larger than yourself, and that person is God, then you go to Him. Sometimes in these circumstances, we can feel like God's abandoned us. We have a relationship breakdown, or we lose our job, or someone we love dies. How could God possibly allow this to happen if He loves me? Well, instead of calling out to God and running to Him and clinging to Him and digging deeper into His Word at these times, the things that would make us stronger, we try to take control ourselves and steer our own lives, and we push God away. And there's nothing more sure to sap your life of joy and contentment than to become self-sufficient and push God away. You know, as someone has said, to place ourselves in range of God's choicest gifts, we have to walk with God, work with God, lean on God, cling to God, come to have the sense and feel of God, refer all things to God. Alan Redpath also said, "The best place any Christian can ever be is to be totally destitute and totally dependent upon God and know it." I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.